This is Dr. Vaidya Pandas, the report patient, NGO letter Williams, 11/9/1946. Indicates pursuit history of cancer, subject, dysphagia, duodenal ulcer. This is the issue of healing of the dual ulcer. I don't see evidence of any dual ulcer now on the endoscopic. This could be intraparotoneal pressure. And my guess, patient has severe candidal esophagitis, known as throughout the esophagus. I took some biopsy out of the mid esophagus and sent this for pathology for the confirmation. Otherwise, I could not have a good visualization because it was such coated up with the candidal esophagitis. It was such pressure, which is not complicated. If I have severe candidal esophagitis, most likely the cause of a dysphagia, number two, normal Z endosis, number three, multiple gastritis, number four, resolution of duodenal ulcer recognition. I'm going to wait for the esophagus biopsy for candidal esophagitis for diagnosis of candidal esophagitis, but I'm going to start the patient with fluconazole, 100 milligrams. First dose is two pills, and after the one pill per day for 10 days. Number two, for the stomach biopsy, because of Helix-based therapy. Number three, depending on how the symptoms are, patient continue dysphagia, then we're going to bring the patient back in about 6 to 8 weeks to follow the candidal esophagitis in order to see if there's an underlying pathology happening in the esophagus. There's no stricture or narrowing order on this endoscopy. In addition, please send the cardiopatient primary care provider, Dr. Cesar Kulian, Q-U-I-L-L-I-A-N, probably at the bottom side, April 10th, 12th, 23rd, April 10th, 12th, 23rd.